That is the flow. That is all the different classes. That's all our different speakers. And our topics, as always, will vary greatly. We'll have mostly topics on business and marketing, but we will have some deeper dives and classes on lash technique. We have all those breakout sessions or the demo sessions this year. So if you really wanted to learn about lashes this year, I think it's going to be your best year to do it. And we have at least three classes that are going to be longer, deeper dives that we hope to be an hour and a half to 2 hours long during the breakout sessions. So we're basically taking two breakout sessions and combining them to make into a longer class. Again, a lot of people are asking us, please give us more meat. We want to hear things that really challenge us. Don't just give us beginner topics. We want some deeper things. So that's our plan. That's not what we're hoping for. Always ask why. Why is this the way it is?
The whole goal is to rise the industry, to grow it.
Yeah, don't worry about giving us credit, guys. We're not here for that.
If it grows the industry, that's what makes me happy. Well,
when you first said it, I was going to hang up.
It's not a race you want to win.
Yeah, you're going to lose because it'll be too cheap. You'll be working for like McDonald's money. Otto Minter, onto our show from Alibana.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on board.
Okay, we'll take 20.
I can't do math. I'm a beauty professional.
Yeah, thank you. Panning, I do teeth whitening. I'm like, okay, there's some point where you got to draw a line.
My biggest concern is longevity and making sure that you've got the best possible mechanical fit. If you're looking for a lash podcast that will challenge how you do lashes, build you up, and help you create a business that not only thrives, but allows you to live a life you're proud of, you've come to the right place.
This is LashCast, your friend in the lash industry.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, this is the podcast by lash professionals and for lash professionals. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Hey, Toss.
Hey, Paul.
That was wonderful. So much spirit.
So much feistiness.
Yes, very, very crazy time right now.
It is crazy time.
The building's on fire. People are running around for their lives.
That's what it feels like.
It does. It does feel like that. So if you've been following us on Instagram, you know that we're moving soon. We just got back from ILE, and we have two launches coming up. LashCon, we have then Love Clubhouse. And also, I have to go take a personal matter up in the Bay Area during this time. And oh yeah, we have two birthdays to celebrate somewhere in the middle of all this. So there's just being pulled in 80 different directions, and I feel like I'm failing everyone right now. So it's been very frustrating, a little time, but that's okay. It's a season. I keep telling myself, we'll be through this in 3 weeks. It'll be all over. And either we have failed miserably or it will be a triumphant success despite my total chaos that I'm in right now. So we just put this in God's hands and just go, okay, at this point, I can only do the best I can. And I know we're just trying to hang on there. And Tuss has spent a day with broken tools and things not working.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what's amazing about new technology is that it's fabulous, but you know, there's kinks in the system still. So I'm working through a lot of technical issues.
Everything from loops to LED to metal.
Yes, everything that could go wrong.
Batteries
today.
Going out. There's nothing that she's working with in the last, really, I feel like last 2-3 weeks.
Tool problems. Yeah. And it's, you're going to expect that when you adopt a new technology, because yeah, there's a new learning curve. It's just probably not wise to do it all at once.
Yeah. It's like being a beginner again for a while you get your kind of your sea legs going. And then, of course, it makes it a little more hard when things don't work the way you thought they would. So,
and honestly, I can't live without my UV light anymore. Yeah. So it's really hard to go back. It's got to work.
Yeah. So anyhow, guys, so if you're hearing any frustration, that's
what it is.
Is the real thing right now. We're just trying to make a little light of it, but it's not been fun these last few days. And actually, the next few weeks, despite the fact that I feel we're about to do some pretty cool stuff that I'm really excited about, the price that my body's going to pay to get those cool things out is going to be pretty crazy. So once it's all done, we'll tell you how we survived, and hopefully it goes well, and hopefully people are excited as we are about all the stuff launching. But that said, real quickly, what's today about? Well, let's get to that. Let's just skip the announcements because I just want to get to the good stuff. And that is, we are going to be talking about LashCon today. Because right now, in just a few days, on Tuesday, March 26th of 2024, sorry if you're listening to this in 2025 or later, not relevant. But if you are listening to this in 2024 right now, tickets go on sale, and we cannot be more excited because everything that is coming together. We did a lot of work early, and then we've been focusing on Clubhouse, and now we're coming back around. Now that Clubhouse is up and going, we're getting back to and focusing on the schedule. We're focusing on the parties and the themes and all the different things that we want to unleash, but we're not going to do it all today. Today, we're going to do this in two parts. Today,
we're going to tease it up.
We're going to talk about what is our theme, and this is becoming a new thing. Not a thing. We've done themes now, actually four. Oh, this will be five out of six conferences. Only the first conference that we have no theme. And the second one was a very loose one. I think it was very loose. So we'll say four of the first six. And we're excited to have themes because it really helps us center everything we're doing. And this year, more than ever, I feel like all of our everything we're doing from social media to the website, hopefully we haven't seen it yet, but the videos and even the content that you're going to see at the show will all be tied around this theme. Even we think the parties are going to be tied around this theme.
Oh, yes. See, if you missed it, I was clapping earlier.
Yeah, Tuss was very excited. She loves this. So
this is amazing.
Tuss, what is our theme for this year?
Da-da-da. The theme is be the solution. Okay. Now you're like, what?
That crowd is screaming. Yes.
Be the solution.
About time. We've been waiting all along for this theme.
Yes. And it.
What does it mean?
What it means is that in every situation in your business, with every challenge that you face, with every obstacle that is in your path, with every unhappy customer, you have the power to be the solution.
That's right.
It's not in anybody else's hands. It's in your hands.
About taking absolute ownership of your business so that whatever is going on, you're the solution. Right now, that's what I'm experiencing at a very stressful level with all these people waiting for me for all these elements for videos and content and all the stuff and me being behind schedule and getting everything out. Truth is, I'm the problem too, by the way. But even though if you set things up wrong, like I did, didn't really think it all through and didn't plan it out as well as I had hoped, I can be the solution and get it done. And I can find help. I can get people on board. I can give them what they need. And we'll just work it out. We'll just make it happen.
We just make it work.
We get the business that we deserve, whatever that is. Whether you work hard or work very little, you get the business you deserve. But if you don't like it, then you have to be the solution to fix it and change it. And so it's really about personal responsibility, right? And not kicking the can down the road or blaming others. It's easy to blame employees. It's easy to blame the bad economy. It's easy to blame, gosh, you just name your scapegoat and you can put that person as or thing or it as your blame. And then you take no responsibility. You're just a victim. And we really want to rage against that and say, you know what? You're smart enough. You're a smart cookie. You're big enough. You just need to sometimes think differently. Approach it differently, and you can be the solution. So that's going
to
be it.
Well, you were saying that. I was having a flashback to Saturday Night Live. Yeah. This is years and years ago. I don't know if anybody's going to get this reference. But you guys remember Stuart Smalley?
Yes.
You know,
Doggone
it.
You're good enough.
Yeah. That's just stinking thinking.
Yeah. Was he like a therapist?
He was like a self-help guy.
Self-help guru, yeah.
And he was optimistic.
You're smart enough. You're good enough.
And doggone it, people like you.
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny.
You know what? It was Al Franken.
Al Franken,
before
yes.
Before his political days.
Before he became a politician and got canceled.
But he was really funny as Stuart Smalley.
No, he was great. And so anyhow, we really want to empower you guys. And it's really, when you come to LashCon, it's about many things, right? Really about connection, about you being inspired, about you finding your new community, find friends, and learning business and learning about new products, new things. But we also want to always have a theme that kind of undergirds it all and gives you hopefully a rally point. So when you walk away from LashCon, at least remember that I am the solution. I'm going to be the one that solves my problems. I'm not waiting for someone to save me. I'm not waiting for the government. I'm not waiting for some lash brand. I'm not waiting for Paul or Tuss or someone else. I can fix it. I'm capable.
And even if you don't have your own business and you're working for somebody, you still have the ability to be the solution.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean
like, oh, I can't do this because my boss won't let me. Mm-hmm. There are certain boundaries there, but you can always be the solution.
Exactly. So that's what this is all about. We're really excited. And we have, which I'll let Tuss explain.
What is it?
A superhero. Because we saw Be the Solution's like this superhero idea, like the dun, 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 be the solution. Like, we're like, okay, we're going with a superhero theme. So it's going to be superhero-ish.
That's right.
And we have a character this year.
Yes. And her name is Yubi.
Yes.
And she is a superhero.
She's a superhero.
She is the superhero that is inside all of us.
That's right. So we have a new character. We have Lash Sponge. We have Yubi, that is our, will be a character you'll see in some of our work, I guess you say, or marketing. And then we might have a villain.
Let's not talk about that because that's really special to me.
Okay.
And I just, let's just keep that one a little close to the chest because it's really special.
Yeah. When we're ready to announce, and that's an if, we got to work through something.
Yeah. Do not tease that yet.
No.
But I will tease, you know how we always have a pajama party?
We're not doing any party stuff right now.
Oh, come on. No, people that's are next waiting.
One. They are next one, the next episode.
Man.
Yeah, you're just doing what you want right now. Skipping the outline.
let's just let that one slip.
I know. I will not. I'm fighting because we got a lot of stuff to talk about here.
Fine.
I thought it would be great to at least go over some of our speakers. We're really excited about our lineup. I feel a little bad. Hopefully by the time this comes out, I will have at least emailed everyone who applied to be a speaker. We had a ton of people apply. So appreciative of all these people who put themselves out there to be rejected, right? You don't know.
Yeah.
Right? We can't take everyone. Usually we take 2-3 speakers. I think we took 3 speakers this year from the applications. And so it's hard because a lot of these people are friends, people I know. I've met them or recently met them. They've come to LashCon. They're fans of LashCon, fans of the podcast. And then for me to say, I'm sorry, not this year, is painful.
It's painful.
Because if I could, I'd make LashCon like a 2-week getaway where we just hang out and party and have fun, talk, shop.
Go on the lazy river.
Go on the lazy river, wherever that would be in Pasadena.
No, we're going to build one.
We're going to build one in Anaheim, right next to Disneyland. It'll be the LashCon lazy river. Anyhow, there's a lot of these people. And so we will be sending that email out hopefully before this comes out. If not, it'll come soon. But we want to let people know that we do appreciate you putting yourself out there and taking a risk. And a lot of these people take a risk because we encourage them too, by the way. It's not like they just, I know some of these people were like, oh, I don't think I can make it. And I'm like, just, you know what? Like you say, asking is free.
Asking is free.
Applying is free.
It's good for you. It's good for you to put yourself out there. And here's the thing. The answer is might be no this time, but not next time. We've been in a relationship with people that have waited like 5 years to be a speaker. And the cool thing is that they grow and they develop and there's more opportunities for us to do things and get to know them better. And then it's right. The season is right.
Now, what you said is totally dead on, Tess. There are actually some good friends of ours who took them into their 5th con before they were speakers. And so it's never a matter of like, oh, I don't like you and I don't want to be a speaker. It's a matter of having too many people and also trying to be inclusive, meaning like we want a broad spectrum of people from different backgrounds, different type of pathways they've gotten to it. We always are looking for some up and coming people who no one knows to some people who maybe are big or up and coming, but maybe everyone knows to maybe some smaller brands that you haven't heard of to some bigger brands that maybe I've just never seen on the stage. We mix it up and we do bring back some people. It's not every year. We do mix it up so that generally speaking, almost everyone that's here the next year did not speak last year with a couple exceptions, mainly strategies. We bring them back because, and I know people, I've had people complain about this, like, oh, you talk about strategies. It's like when you find the best solution for something, why would I offer you other solutions that are less good? Just so I have diversity of solutions. Everyone already knows, by the way, of commission and booth rent and all that. They know those solutions. Very few people know about team base. And so that's why.
And I don't want this industry struggling needlessly if they don't have to. And I feel like we did every single solution and then we tried strategies and it was the only thing that the system saved us. And we want to share that with you guys. Honestly, it's not the easiest thing, but it is a solid win.
It's the best system.
Yeah.
And so when you have 3 or 4 systems to show and only one you feel like superior, you tend to focus on the one that's really superior. But it's okay. If you have other ones, you can do that. There's no shame or big tent. You can decommission, you can be booth rent. You can do whatever you want. Go for it. If it works for you, we just say make a business that makes you proud and that you're happy with. So that will be different for different people. But at the same time, that's why we do bring strategies back. While other people, maybe we've had a few speakers come back more than once. Mike and Sean have come twice, I think. And we've had some other people come twice. And also, we do have another thing now where there will be some repeating speakers because our top 8 sponsors come with a speaker engagement. So if you see someone from last year, like, wait a minute. And you're like, oh, that's right. They were a top sponsor last year and a top sponsor this year. And that's why someone's back. Now, we were going to ask some of them, maybe you can mix it up and have another person in your company come and speak because these are big companies. We don't know if they'll do that. But
it's their prerogative, that's prerogative. To choose yeah, whatever they want.
They paid enough. They get to choose what they want. So that is one way you'll see a speaker return back. Also, another way to see a speaker return is in the Lash Lab, where we do on an extra extended deeper dive. Some of those people are returning only because they draw such big numbers. We want to invite people who have that big draw to come and speak at LashCon for that special class because it's a paid, extra paid class. And so we've asked some people return from that. But overall, you'll see this year a lot of new faces who have not been on the LashCon stage. I don't even know if any of these, maybe a couple returning ones, but I think this year we've really done a good job to really max out the new faces this year. So first, let's get into it. I probably won't hit everything because it's like 50 some people, but
okay, ready, set, go.
Yeah, here we are. Blah, 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 all a bunch of people. So let me first tell you who our MC is. We're really excited. She is a super fan of LashCon. She regularly gets featured in photos because she's literally the most enthusiastic, most crazy, over the top, excited.
Okay,
person.
You know, in the yearbook where it says most spirited, yeah, you would see her picture right there.
So Kelsey, it's Kelsey Sparrows is going to be our MC, and she is a delight. If you've been at LashCon, you've seen her.
You've met her. She's just fantastic. She is so friendly and engaging and inclusive.
Yeah, she's out of Florida. Pure Bliss Boutique is her business, and she is a pure joy. Her and Allie actually hosted a party last Christmas party or something like that. So you maybe saw some ads and things about that Allie was putting out there. So you might have seen her around if you've never heard of her. She doesn't have the most giant following. In fact, go follow her. She's right now at 1,200 followers. So let's help her
out. Give her some love.
Pure Bliss Boutique. But
wait a minute. Spell that because you said it weird.
Pure Bliss Boutique.
Spell it.
P-U-R-E, then Bliss, B-L-I-S-S, then Boutique is B-E-A-U-T-I-Q-U-E _. Okay, so I'll put the show notes, but that's too many people, the show notes. But go follow her. I promise you guys, she'll fall right in line with the long, good tradition of great hosts that we've had. Really excited. And she actually came up to me at LashCon and goes, Paul, I am putting together a survey.
Petition
to have people sign to tell you that I should be your next MC. You know what? I looked at her and said,
you got it.
Done.
You got the job.
You know what? And for those of you out there who are always afraid of being rejected, I could have told her no. That could have very possibly happened. But the fact that she asked and just took a chance, and guess what? She got to be it.
Yeah, there's that saying, like, early bird gets the worm. The thing is, or the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people
or
get
the hot
stuff.
Dog gets the mustard.
I don't know if that's an actual saying. One? Okay. No, it's not a saying.
Okay, I just thought.
But this is what I tell my kids. Asking is free. Yeah. People are free to say no. So don't be like bent if they say no. But you can be an advocate for yourself and say, hey, what do you think about this idea?
Yeah. No, definitely. And so that's something we're really happy to do. And by the way, if you come up to me at LashCon, call, I want to be your next sponsor. Like, and I say no, don't.
You
not
mean
sponsor, means
MC?
Don't feel hurt. Please don't be hurt. I can't have 100 people next year ask me to be MCs and for you to be that. I maybe set a bad precedent because now everyone's going
to
be like.
No, the point we're trying to say is that if you have a dream and that you've thought it out and it is something that is burning in your soul, this has been something that Kelsey has wanted to do for a couple of years, I think. And you present that pitch, I think it can only open doors. It doesn't mean that it's going to lead to a yes, but it's definitely going to lead to a conversation.
Yeah. Now, and it isn't anything in life, right? Just anything you do. Put yourself out there. Good things can happen. Next, we have two people this year doing kind of morning sessions. We have Abby O'Sullivan back, and we have Darius Zagan. I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's going to be doing sound healing. So we have a person doing
balls.
Little sound bowls. She's going to be doing that. And Abby's going to be doing kind of that morning.
Foxy Fit.
I think she's changed her name, actually.
Oh, has she? Okay.
Yeah. But anyhow, she's going to be doing that to help you get ready for the morning. It's not a workout, so don't worry.
No, it is stretching. It is blood flow. It is feeling good.
Next, we have Dennis Rodriguez. coming to be part of our show. We're so excited to have him. He is, a lot of these people, I'm still in the middle of deciding what topics they're going to be talking about. So I'm not going to give you details on all the talks, but I know Denny is a big deal on Instagram. If you follow him, he is actually made the funniest person on Instagram right now. He has great reels, great insights, just a kindred spirit, and really excited to have him. We also have Carol James coming. A lot of you knew, maybe don't know her as much. She's been in the lash industry for quite a while, but I guess about 2 years ago, retired and went straight only into coaching. And is one of these people that's a straight shooter. She doesn't hold back. If you want someone to coddle you and just give you hugs, she's probably not the person. She's going to tell you the truth. She's going to say, you know what? If this is wrong, you need to do this. You want to fix it. And she's very direct, but she's loving and kind, but it means extremely well. But you sometimes you need that person that's going to talk direct to you. And we're really excited to have her come. Chris Carr, I think, is one of the biggest
Lash
names.
Lash Guy Pro.
Yeah, Lash Guy Pro, one of the biggest guys in the industry right now. He's going to be speaking. We have actually our first ever optometrist is coming, Janice
Hey,
Luck.
Janice.
So Janice, you probably have seen her on Instagram. She's been a real blessing to the lash industry. And we're going to have her come and speak about the eyes. I think dry eye possibly, but
she is
sure.
A specialist in dry eyes. Yeah. And she works in Canada and she has a dry eye clinic. And a lot of our clients have dry eyes. A lot of the, sometimes the blepharitis that we see is one of the contributors is dry eye. So
exactly. Ruthie Bell is going to be speaking, who we have forever wanted to come speaking. She's been at least 2 or 3 lash cons, I think. Always super supportive, a real sweetheart, and someone that is really past due. We really wanted to get her earlier, but it just never worked out for us with all the flow. Like I said, really putting together our speaker lineup is like a matrix. There's all these things I'm trying to figure out and balance out. And so we're going to have her. Tiffany Mitchell Jenkinson is going to be speaking, who I know is highly respected as one of the coaches and one of these people that just knows a lot about the salon world. She has a couple salons. We also have Nikki Murphy coming from the UK. We met her at Lash Fest. And she is amazing. We had a podcast with her too, so you can go back and listen to that. She really talks about being inclusive in your training, but not in the way you think.
Yeah, inclusive with learning styles and different ways that people think.
Or neurodivergent, right?
Neurodivergent. So people that could possibly be on the spectrum, people who have ADHD. Yeah, colorblindness. So she talks about how to make your training and your services approachable and relatable.
It's one of the best talks I've ever heard, actually. It was eye-opening. And I think it's going to be great for you guys to come and hear her talk about really revamping. For those of you who want to be trainers, this is a must-go-to class. Do not miss this class.
Do not miss this.
Then we also have Francesca Ramirez, who we're really excited to have come on. She's going to most likely be talking about website design. She's actually best friends with Kelsey, too. And I know that Kelsey and actually Francesca has been a sponsor in the past and has been wanting to be a speaker, at least I know for a couple of years. And I keep hearing through the grapevine, just give Francesca a chance. Please be kind. She's so sweet. She's one of the best out there. And she is a sweetheart. And we're really excited to have her come and be part of LashCon. T Barber is going to be coming on, or T the brand.
Oh, T.
Yeah,
yes.
We just saw her at ILE. She's going to be speaking. We have also Nina Lash, or Nina from Nina Lash, is going to be speaking. And our first ever Spanish only class. We've been playing with the idea of doing more Spanish classes, but we thought this year we'll do one and see how it goes. My fear is it's going to be packed. Like,
a fear? That's awesome.
I hope it is, but I want to make sure.
You
we
mean
have
you
room.
Don't want to riot? Like, there's too many.
I don't want
people.
Like, so many people are Spanish speaking that go to LashCon. So I didn't want to have her. I'm not putting her in a small room for sure. She'll be in a big room, and I think she's a big deal.
She's a draw.
Yeah, she's a draw. We're excited to have her. They're also Nina Lash is also a sponsor. Who else? Oh, this one actually is. We have the two fastest growing, we'll say, Instagram names coming to LashCon. We have basically Valencia Koger, or also known as Minx by V. So she's going to be speaking at LashCon. She has a big YouTube channel, and she actually, her and this other person have the two fastest growing Instagram accounts. Minx by V also has a big TikTok account, and she's speaking this year with us in Premiere. We're bringing her back again to speak at LashCon. We're really excited. I don't know how much speaking she's done, but she's great online. She's very endearing and has a lot of great insight. We're really excited to have her join us. And the other big name It's Abel De Leon.
But you might know him as the Last Cowboy.
Yes. So we're super excited to have him. I believe this might be his first time on stage. Maybe not. I look at all the Lash conferences and try to track them all, and I haven't seen him speak. He might have. But both him and Valencia were honored that they would come and be part of LashCon. And so for those of you who follow them, their accounts are huge. They got Abel has, 160,000 followers. I think Valencia is over 100K. And it's all in the last, year or two. These people... 2 years ago, their accounts were very small and you didn't hear about them. And then quickly, the impact they've made in our industry is quite amazing. So we're super excited to have them. We're also going to have Jewel Rafferty come and speak. She was on the panel last year, and this year we're having her come and speak at a class. Let's see who else. We have Chris Bible coming back. She's actually returning from our virtual con that she spoke at, our virtual one back in 2021. She's returning. We're excited to have her back. Philip Board is basically our financial planner. Yeah, so Philip's going to come and talk about financial planning. We've never done, and I don't know if I've seen anyone do it. And it won't just be hopefully just an encouragement to buy his products, but just a general, hey, guys, once you start making a little profit, even it doesn't matter what age you are, you need to start making plans to save and invest that money.
Because that's where true passive income comes.
That is it. Then we're excited to have Caitlin Varney from Lost Artistry is going to be speaking. And then we're also bringing back Michael Becker again, who is our favorite chemist in the world. We love chemists in general, but Michael is just...
He's got a soft spot in our hearts.
We do. We love him.
We have a soft spot for Michael. That's what I should say.
And then we're looking for a bunch of panels right now. We're going to have, I believe, hopefully, what we're going to call is our UV panel. This right now, currently we have Dr. Warren Stout and Michael Beckler and Sue Jin. From Illumino, and maybe Todd Harris. That's the one. That's the big player.
The famous Todd Harris. Yes.
If you haven't listened to those, go back and find him. Just a few episodes ago, he's a physicist. He works in the world of lights and all this type of stuff, and he knows UV like no one. So we're really excited to have him hopefully come, but for sure we have Warren and Michael and Sue Jen part of the panel. And then we're going to have back a team-based panel, and Shelby, our bestie from Lash Boss Summit and Radio, Shelby Tarleton, will be on that panel as she is every year. She's just one of those people because she's amazing. And I just, her salon, the way she does things is the best.
It's a great example. And she is so open. If anyone has questions on how to run a lash salon, specifically a team-based one, she is one to talk to. And she is so generous with her time.
She is. And then we have a whole bunch of our sponsors. I won't go through the sponsor tracks yet because I don't know yet who's going to come and speak, but we'll know soon. Lash Lab, we have 5 people this year. We have Otto Mitter coming.
Why don't you talk about what Lash Lab is?
Lash Lab is now being moved from Saturday morning to Friday afternoon. So we're expanding LashCon a little bit. Beforehand, LashCon used to be really... Saturday night through Monday night. Then we started adding things during Saturday, and then we added Lash Lab in the morning, and then we ended up 2 years ago having a Friday night, a little social, and then last year we had a big social that My Brand Lashes and Tiffany Mitchell sponsored. And then this year we said, you know what? Let's go ahead. Let's add in Lash Lab on Friday. So, because I want to have more time for classes. Every year, all I get is people, I want more classes, education, give me more options, give me more meat. We're going to give you more of that. So we had to move Lash Lab to basically Friday afternoon because what?
But what is Lash Lab?
It is a deep dive on a topic. It's not included in the LashCon. So that's another reason why we want to move it ahead of LashCon. So
that you mean it's separate ticket?
Yeah. So Lash Lab is $150. So it's not super expensive, but it's like a 2.5 hour lab where we go deeper on some topics. Usually most of our classes are like an hour, or the main stage maybe 45 minutes. And there's no demos, generally speaking. This year we're going to have more demo sessions at the con itself, but there's not the same ability to go deep on stuff. So
when you say lab, it's not one where you're actually getting your experiment goggles out and you're testing and dissecting the frog. It's a lab, meaning that we go on a deeper dive.
Yeah. So for instance, we have Otto Mitter. Guess what? He'll be talking about lash lifting some way, manner,
now,
or form.
Now, Otto Mitter is from Elibana. Famous Elibana.
He's one of the OGs. He's been around for a long time and is also just a really generous, very kind person. We love working with him. So he's going to be doing it. Ali Lili's coming back. Don't know exactly yet the class. I think she's going to mix it up and do a different class this year. So we're always excited to have Ali Lili, which... Last Anarchist / Last Bomb. So she's going to be here. Tress Larson is going to be teaching a class. Really excited to have Tress. Maddie Morris is going to be teaching a styling class. These are all lashes, by the way. Allie, Tress, Maddie, all teaching some styling course. Then, to really mix it up this year, Jamie Butler is going to come and teach a completely different class.
How to speak with an English accent?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, how to speak with English accent, because all of us should speak with English accents. No, we probably should.
We should.
I would be so much smarter if I had an accent.
You'd sound smarter. Yeah. I don't know if you'd be smarter.
No, you're right. It would just be the sound of smartness, not actually being smarter. So Jamie's going to come and talk about marketing in some aspect. I think he told me what, but I don't have in front of me. So excited to have Jamie. And then lastly, let's talk about the big stage. We have basically right now, Michael Yost, who... You guys, if you are a strategies person, you know who he is. He's the president of strategies.
He's the famous Michael Yost. I lovingly refer to him as Polka Dots. So you guys can call him Polka Dots.
Yeah, because he wore polka dots when she first saw him.
Yes.
When he was in our class, when we first went to strategies to learn about everything, he was our coach, or he was one of the teachers. And
he was.
Loved him and excited to work with him over these years. And also, he's been speaking in breakout sessions, but this is the first year we're going to put on the big stage, because I heard him do basically a keynote presentation 2 years ago, and it was amazing. I was like, okay, Michael, can't get you in next year in 2023 because we're already booked, but I'll get you in the following year. And so he's going to be on stage doing that. We also have Dr. Matthew Zyrus.
Yes! Yeah, I've been wanting him for like 3 years, right? He is the specialist of contact dermatitis. In fact, he wrote in Fisher's the book on contact dermatitis. Fisher's dermatology is basically the guide. It's textbook. Like Webster's dictionary. It is the guide for physician students on all the things that can go wrong.
So well said.
I'm sorry.
It's almost past 10 p.m. and we're doing this. So we're just getting this done. We're chopping the wood and carrying the water and everything, that's for sure. So we have that Dr. Matthew Zyrus, which we're really excited. That will probably be more of a sit down Q&A style with Tusney. Secondly, we have Steve Gomez coming, someone who is a NAHA. You may not know who NAHA is.
What is NAHA, Precious?
National Association Hair Awards. Is that?
Not administration.
No, National Association. National Hair Awards.
NAHA.
NAHA is the Oscars for hair. So PBA puts it on every year, and PBA is going to be at LashCon this year too. We're excited to have them back. And
what is PBA?
Professional Beauty Association is our big sister. Like, they have been around for a long time, and they basically serve the lash industry. They have their offices in Arizona. We actually were hoping to see them one of these days. We were just in Arizona twice and didn't see them, but maybe next time. And they serve, they actually act as a
lobby.
Lobbyists for us.
They lobby for the beauty industry. Now, specifically for the lash industry, we have the ALA, which is the American Lash Association. Yeah.
Which is one you have to join, which we've talked about. But the PBA is another one that I think is a good one to join. You do get benefits, and they have education, and then they host the NAHAs. And that's something that's going to be at the premiere show in Orlando. Tusk and I have our tickets. We can't wait to go see the show. And it's actually really a lot of fun. And anyhow, Steve is actually nominated as the Educator of the Year for NAHA. So he is top notch. We've seen him actually a couple times already this year. We went and watched him at a couple premiere and at
Anaheim
IBS show
and in New York.
So we really liked him. He's going to be teaching twice, once on the big stage and then once, which is going to be more. And always he's very practical. Like, we loved inspirational talks, but he's also said, no, I want to give everyone some real practical
things.
Do
that, not just think this way.
And then we also have the most controversial guest, maybe, and this is not because we don't like this person, but we love this person, is Nathan Harding, or Nate Harding, from Loom. And he is basically the CEO and the founder of the robotics company Loom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have nothing to say to us.
No, I was like, why would you introduce this controversial?
Because it's about the Loom robot, which some people do not like.
Well, you know what? This is a wonderful time for conversation.
Exactly. That's why we're bringing
him. Yes, we can wrestle it down to the mat.
Yeah, We're just here to talk. You know what? I think conversations and discussing even things that maybe make you uncomfortable, you don't like, will be good for us, right?
It is. It's like free speech. I think that the more speech that you have, even if it's people that you disagree with,
yeah.
When you have more speech, you're very clear on, I like that, I don't like that.
I think the best ideas rise to the top.
Yeah.
So the more things you allow out there, some things will not work out, some things will fail, some things will become obviously bad. And I think in this case right now, Loom is doing things that, and most people misunderstand. Probably the two biggest things people think when they hear Loom is like, oh, they're going to poke people's eyes out.
And they're coming from my job.
And that's not true. And we're going to have them talk and address those issues. So we're going to have two sessions with them. So we'll have them on the main stage where Nate, we haven't talked about details, but we'll present and explain what it is, show some videos of the robot so you can see what it is and how it works and is it safe, is it dangerous, and what are the plans that Loom has for the future. Then, as we mentioned in our last podcast, we will have a Q&A room where Nate will go, and this is where the pitchforks and the torches will be handed out to everyone.
I don't think so. First of all, okay, you can ask your tough questions. Everyone's got to be nice and civil about it. But I actually think that you're going to be surprised about the opportunities there are for you.
Yeah, I think so. And then also don't think there will be pitchforks. Only just, I think some...
I know. We could pass out puppets that have pitchforks.
Yes.
And we could just like... It's always puppets with us.
I don't know why puppets. Yeah. We mentioned someone lately that we should start doing puppets on
and
our
they just looked at us like
Instagram.
Crazy. No, puppets.
No puppets on your Instagram.
You guys just don't see the vision.
I think puppets on Instagram will be a new idea.
Nobody's doing puppets.
No one's doing puppets. We want to do puppets on Instagram. I want a puppet that represents me that has hair. Tess will have one that has no hair, and that'll be our alter egos.
I want the hair.
And that'll be alter egos.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Paul with hair, Tess bald.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, that said, but yeah, we're excited to have Nate come. We don't know what else will come with that. Tess wanted him to bring the machine. It's too big. But we'll see what we can bring and what we can do. But hopefully it'll be a learning opportunity. And then I have at least one or two other people that are on the bubble who I'm still waiting to finalize the details. So I can't mention their names yet. So, but that's a lie. I think I actually did mention everyone. I was going to say, I'm not going to mention everyone. I did. I actually think I mentioned and went through every name of everyone that's currently on the radar, other than our sponsor panelists, because some of our top sponsors get to be on panels, and also our sponsors who get their own breakout sessions. So I guess when you look at LashCon, just an overview, and then we'll probably wrap this up. But what, you have something you want to add?
When do we get to talk about the party themes?
Next episode.
Okay.
It won't be that long to us. We'll be recording this probably Saturday at 1 a.m., okay? So don't worry. But that said, with the way the learning goes at our con, I just want to encourage, especially anyone who's new, who's listening to this for the first time, never been to con. LashCon isn't like a typical conference where you go in one room, sit there, and watch all speakers, which is fine. We wanted to give what we like to say, build your own con, where you pick and choose what you want. And here's the good news. Anything that is officially a LashCon class, and we're going to make sure those are designated this year, is being recorded and will be on our app, and you can watch it after the con is over. So that way you don't have to feel pressure like, oh my gosh, I didn't get to see this class. Don't worry. The class will be recorded, and you can go back and watch it afterwards.
What's the difference between an official LashCon speech and one that's not?
Good point. So this year we already have at least four or five, six sponsor suites, we'll call them. And most of them are planning on having their own classes too.
Right.
So that means they'll have classes going on the sponsor suites. We also have our small demo rooms where people are just doing like very intimate demos. I don't know, it'll be 10, 15, 20 people watching someone on a bed doing lashes, teaching a technique. And then we have our main stage that's going to be in the trade show area where someone's going to be doing a lash demo. I think we have 7 or 8 demos. I forget how many. And that will be brands, and people have to buy those too. So we have those are all non-recorded. Like none of the demos will be recorded. None of the sponsor suites will be recorded. And then we also have a suite on the 14th floor that a couple of our sponsors have little meetups or sessions. Like, I know Strategies is going to do it again, and maybe some others will too. And that's where you can meet and greet and connect with certain people. So those are in the schedule, but they will not be recorded sessions. Anything that will be, and we will market that way, that's a LashCon official event that we invite the speakers, we set the classroom. If you see a camera in the back of the room, that's being recorded. Also, we're not recording any of the Q&A sessions. The Q&A sessions and the speaker meetup room that we're going to have this year, those will not be recorded. So basically the main attractions will all be recorded, and all the new extra little things that people add on through sponsors and all that will not. So we have basically Friday, just remember, Friday is Lash Lab. That's an additional 150. We'll have one, and unless we sell out, we will do it once, starting around 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. If we have a huge rush and people buy it like crazy, we could add another one in the morning. We might do two sessions. I know that the speakers wouldn't mind doing it twice.
And people can buy that when tickets go on sale,
yeah,
right?
We will have that up for sale. That could be the one thing I don't get done right as I think about it, because I know that takes a little bit of nuance, but I hope that will be up. Everything else, the LashCon tickets will be up for sale next on Tuesday, 26th, but I will see about adding on those on, because those are, that takes a little extra nuance because they're add-ons, but hopefully those will be up too. So we have our classes that on Friday. Then on Saturday, what's new, the classes start. First open session is going to be Saturday morning instead of Sunday morning, because we figured one of the things that's lacking is that cohesive first thing we all do together.
Yes.
So we wanted that. So Saturday morning, we'll all meet before anything really happens. We'll have a party meetup.
Before people are like too tired or too tapped out from drinking the night before.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have a thing on Friday night anyways, a party, but this will be our first time to gather, meet, greet, connect, and then we'll have one breakout session after that. The rest of the afternoon is more socials and networking and trade show. By the way, a massive trade show for 4 hours is going to be open. And then we have the Lashy Awards, which we're really elevating. We'll get into that probably not in the next episode, but we'll just do a separate episode only about the Lashy Awards and why you should be part of it and how it's evolving. It's growing this year. We're going to do a lot more with it. And then on basically Sunday, Monday will be the same thing. Opening program Sunday morning, breakouts in the afternoon. And then we have our big massive party Sunday night that we always do, the Las Vegas party. And then Monday is basically breakouts in the morning, afternoon main session, and then we have our pajama party. So that is the flow. That is all the different classes. That's all our different speakers. And our topics, as always, will vary greatly. We'll have mostly topics on business and marketing, but we will have some deeper dives and classes on basically lash technique. We have at least 3 or 4 classes that'll be lash technique. We have all those breakout sessions or the demo sessions this year. So if you really wanted to learn about lashes this year, I think it's going to be your best year to do it. I think we have more opportunities for you to learn lashes. And we have at least 3 classes that are going to be longer, deeper dives that we hope to be 1.5 to 2 hours long during the breakout sessions. So we're basically taking 2 breakout sessions and combining them to make into a longer class. I don't know which speaker is going to be taking them. We're just going to start working through the details. And once we know who has a class that really will go deeper, because again, a lot of people are asking us, please give us more meat. We want to hear things that really challenge us. Don't just give us beginner topics. We want some deeper things. So that's our plan. That's not what we're hoping for.
Well, you got to tune in next time, because we're going to talk about the party.
Yeah, we got parties, and we'll talk about just flow of things and just all little other extras, little details. But at this point, hopefully between the things we talked about improving and our speakers, you got a lot, and in our theme, I guess, you got a lot of what's coming. And we, like anything, every year, we keep tweaking, and stuff will still tweak. We're like 7 months out. We still have lots of time to tweak, add, do things differently. So if you have a great idea, run it by us. I know this a couple of years ago, someone came with a great idea to help enhance LashCon with some decorations. And I was last second and was like, yeah, let's do that, because it made LashCon look better. So we always want to look for ways to improve LashCon. So I guess that's it. I don't think I have anything else I can share. So guess what, Tuss?
What time is it?
It's a wrap. We're done.
We're out of here.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Please follow us on Instagram at LashCast and at The Lash Conference. And remember to subscribe, share, and review. On behalf of my lash hero, Tusney, I want to thank you for taking some time to listen. Keep on lashing. Remember,
you have a friend in the lash industry.